Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled Killing Sacred Cows was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You can't find what religion says, that God controls everything. The word sovereign doesn't mean control. A monarch who is the sovereign in that monarchy, they don't control everything. They may have a law, but I guarantee you there's lots of things that happen outside of their control. There isn't a single sovereign state in the world that you could go in and say that everything that happens in this country was caused by that sovereign. That's not so. The sovereign may have laws and they may have things they want to happen, but there's always people in rebellion. That's why we have armies. That's why we have police, is to try and enforce and stop that. But there's always a section that isn't under their control. To come up with this definition that religion has made, that God controls everything, everything is under His control, nothing happens but what God wills, is a religious definition that you can't find anywhere except in religion. It just isn't true. Amen? And I know that I've stepped on a lot of your toes tonight, and I'm not sorry. I don't want you to... I don't enjoy people getting upset with me. I would love for everybody to just love me and receive. But you know what? I feel obligated to tell you the truth. And I've used a bunch of scriptures tonight that if the Bible means anything to you, you're going to have to deal with this. I'm telling you the truth. And the truth will set you free. And if you could understand this, you know what? It would help you to embrace that God really is a good God. And it would make that truth become more real to you, because you would quit attributing to God the works of the devil. It would change your impression about God, and it would show you a goodness of God that many of you have not clearly seen because we've embraced these doctrines of the devil. So I don't like negative response, but I can tell you there's going to be a lot of positive response to what I've said too. There will be some of you that have had very bad things happen in your life, and you've just chosen to still believe that God's a good God, but you couldn't understand it and reconcile it, and you've kind of just made a disconnect. You won't think about it because you can't go there. And what this is going to do is set you free. The truth will set you free. And there's some of you that may have still been out of one side of your mouth saying God's faithful, but on the other side you're saying, God, look at this problem that you caused. Why did you let this happen? If you were God, you could have stopped this. And now maybe you have some understanding that will help you to understand and embrace that God is a good God more than you ever have before. You know, I talked to two people tonight before the service that just came up and were crying and saying that, man, my relationship with God has gone through the roof. Les right here was one of the guys that I talked to, and he was just saying, to me, that's the greatest compliment that anybody pays me, is that after listening to you, I love God more than I ever have, and I understand that God loves me more. That is the greatest testimony that can come. And there's people being set free by this. Traditions and doctrines of men void the power of the Word. And I'm not doing these things to be mean or angry. I'm trying to say the truth because I'm representing God. I know God, and I know God is a good God. God did not kill my father when I was 12 years old and he was 54 years old. God didn't kill my dad. God didn't kill all of the people. I've seen lots of people die. I've been with lots of people who died while I was with them. God didn't kill those people. Their number wasn't up. God didn't start death. God hasn't caused hurt and pain. Man, we've seen tragedy in our own family. Everybody has problems. My mother right now, I mean, this could be her last night on the face of the earth. She's in the process of dying, 96 years old. And I've actually prayed that she would just go because she's really struggling right now. And she's ready to go. She keeps saying, I don't know why it's taking me so long to die. She keeps apologizing. She's ready to go. But you know what? I'm not mad at God because of the way my mother's suffering. God didn't do all of this. This is sin that brought this stuff in. We brought this on ourselves. God didn't start this. He warned us. He told us, don't eat of this tree. Don't do this. This isn't God's will for us. God doesn't ordain the suffering. Certainly, He's brought good out of all of our suffering. All of us have learned something. All of us have learned, if nothing else, that we just can't solve things on our own. We need God. There's good that can come out of it. But man, it's comforting to me to know that God's not the one that's making my mother suffer and having these things that are just humiliating to her and hurting her. My sister is one that's taking care of her, and it's hard on my sister. God's not doing that to my sister. God's not causing these things. God's not the author of our problems. Man, God's a good God. God is a good God. God is not the author of these problems. It says in James 4:1, whence come wars and fightings among you? Well, according to the sovereignty of God, people, they all come from God. It says, come they not hence of your own lust that war in your members? You desire and kill and try and obtain, but you don't. You have not because you ask not. He says that wars and fightings come among you from your own lust. They don't come from God. God's not the author of all of this stuff. Amen or oh me.
Amen.
This is just the first installment. Tomorrow morning we're going to minister on another major thing that just voids the power of the Word of God. And I can guarantee you, if I haven't stepped on your toes yet, come back. I got more. We're going to go to countering a lot of religious doctrine. But this will help you. It'll help.
Be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on killing sacred cows. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1063C or DVD series R3207D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-157 titled, God is Good, God is Faithful, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to attend one of our Gospel Truth Seminars, and the way I'd like to do that today is just listen to some of the testimonies I was giving at a recent Gospel Truth Seminar about the people that were healed. I tell you, we've had a wonderful time, and I believe that the word that has gone forth has just been setting people free. Many people have been talking about it, and we've seen awesome miracles. I mean, major miracles. Mighty miracles. Just tonight, where's Rebecca, the lady that's been running around? Where's Rebecca? Well, this is Rebecca. She's the one that was healed of cancer, and her husband was delivered from drugs. She works here in the hotel, and man, they got hold of the word. Tremendous miracle. Amen. Isn't that great? Where's the lady that was... Here she is over here. This Rebecca has been in a bed for 13 years, and she was running around the auditorium this evening. 13 years. Praise the Lord. Isn't that awesome?
Praise the Lord. She ran around here and got to the back and she was breathing hard. And I said, so how long has it been since you've done this? And she says, I've been in bed for 13 years. And I said, well, no wonder you're out of breath. I said, you might need to get in shape a little bit. Amen. But there was no pain. Boy, what a blessing. You know, here's some other things that happened. We had a lady that had sleep apnea, and she needed a machine with forced oxygen to help her breathe and sleep. And she slept all through the night and didn't stop breathing once. Man, that's a miracle. That's a miracle. Pain in all of her joints, post-surgery injury or something, severe in her shoulder and knees, and no pain now. Knees and ankles were popping, prayed with a couple of days ago, and since then has been exercising without pain. A lady was a pacemaker, had breathing problems, and after prayer she could breathe deep again and truly normal. Kathy was healed of COPD. If you know anything about that, that is an incurable disease. Is Kathy here? Healed of COPD. Praise the Lord. She said it's like being 19 again. Isn't that good? Praise God. Slept 6 hours last night and woke up completely energized. Used to be 10 hours and then have to make herself get out of bed. And after 6 hours, she was up and energized. That's a miracle. Praise God. Lady's digestive tract was healed. Pain in lower back was gone. Itchy skin on lower half of body was healed. Eczema on hands was completely gone. Two infections in tooth and noticeable bump on the jawbone was gone. Left immediately. And a woman with swelling was healed. Allergies have healed. Melinda told me she was praying for a lady that had a tumor on her side and the tumor went down right under her hand. We had a woman that had a tumor in her breast and the tumor left instantly. And these are just a few. We've had lots of people come out of wheelchairs this week. We've had deafness healed. We've had ulcers healed and I don't know, eyesight and just anything and everything. Isn't that awesome? Thank you, Jesus. And you know, one of the things that really blesses me is that some people think I'm the only one that can pray. And you know what? I've only prayed for a couple of these. The rest of these have been people who just got hold of the truth, people just like you. Did you know that Melinda, when she's not working with us, teaches school? She's a school teacher. And she's seeing miracles happen and tumors instantly dissolve. Some of these other people are students and other things. The thing that thrills me is that it's not an individual, and I'm not critical of others. In the past, we've had individuals with anointings on them. If any of you are familiar with church history, we've had, you know, the William Branhams, and we've had the people with these special gifts and anointings, and those are great. There's nothing wrong with them. But most of the time, that's the only way people have known how to be healed. But you can be healed by the Word of God. The Bible says that the Word is health unto all of your flesh and life to them that find it. Psalms 107, verse 20 says, He sent His Word and healed them. And there is nothing that you can receive by a miracle ministry that you can't get on your own by just believing God. And one of the things that excites me is that we've got just men and women up here that love God, who've heard the truth, taking their authority, and they're seeing miracles happen. Check our listings and come visit us at one of our Gospel Truth seminars.